from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The former ACP Secretary General, Edwin Carrington, will not, after all, be going to Brussels. As the GATT talks break down, the Caribbean and Latin America finally agree to work together. And the British Conservative Party take unprecedented steps to ensure they have a black MP after the next election. This is BBC Caribbean Report, and I'm Soraya Patrick. The continued squabbling between the industrial giants at the General Agreement on Trade and Tariffs talks appears to have achieved something positive after all. The threatened trade wars, if an agreement is not reached, has forced Caribbean and Latin American countries to finally work together. Deborah Ransom has been looking at the aftermath of GATT and its impact on the regional integration movement.
An economic bloc to look after the interests of Latin American and Caribbean countries as the industrial giants continue to argue on the GATT level. The Uruguay round all but broke down last week in Brussels as countries back in the United States continued to insist that a cut in Europe's agricultural subsidies come first in the world trade discussions. This left an agreement to meet again in the new year. But where does this leave the countries of the South? Trinidad and Tobago's External Affairs Minister, Senator Dr. Saade Obasdio, led this country's team to Brussels. On his return to Port of Spain, he was optimistic for the future of GATT, but predicted possible trade wars and grain protectionism if all falls down. Dr. Basdio suggests the countries of the South mount pressure through trade blocs on the North to conciliate their differences.
How can the developed world, more so Western European countries, talk about the establishment of a new world order which will include the interest of Eastern Europe?